Blog Talk Radio.
BadTrip.com world premiere.
Howdy, Ronick, Eli, behold the gold Nick. Gotta shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em like a motherfucker.
B nigga, I chill trip. Hit the strip club, niggas ain't tipping. I don't hang with them kind of motherfuckers. When you see me in a spot, we be clubbing. Popping bottle after bottle with my kin. I be fucking with my people to the end. Get a Bentley, a Beamer, and a Benz. Don't be playing if you ain't trying to win. These broke niggas holding these lines. They fucking up the game. These hoe niggas. Police and need light. They fucking up the gang. Audi,
Audi, Ronick, be light. Be hoes and gold dick. Gotta shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Like
these hoes flexing on the pussy. Bought it off the lot and now they look. 4 Giados, hold them damn like Sonic. It's ironic, I'm still blowing on that chronic. Move like Sonic. It's a lot of bad bitches in the building and they all wanna fuck a jump. Still remain a sucker free. Shout out Crit, he fuck with me. He be on that country shit. I be on that cool way. Hunnits in a suitcase. Play the game like 2K. Nigga, fuck what you say. Clean like a new. Fresh like a school day. Told you play your part. Nigga, play your part. Knew he wasn't real. He been flexing from the start.
They call me Way. Hey.
Howdy, Ronick. Be light. Be hoes and gold dick. Gotta shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out.
Get the hell off my phone. I'm sitting on some millions, you still sitting on chrome. Your bank account is crying cause it's missing all these commas. 7 series Beamer, still living with your mama. Ain't enough designer shades in the game for you to see. There'll never be a pimp tight light skin play a motherfucker like me. I'm a G and I'm a tipper. We never smoke none of the same grades, drink none of the same liquor. We not fucking the same bitches, not slapping the same ass, eating the same foods or paying the same tax. Driving the same cars or shop at the same places. When you bend your girl over, she don't make these same faces, motherfucker.
What up, everybody? It's the Rail and Randy Show, broadcasting live from the Center State Studios. Guest calling number is 516-418-5758. Email is railoandrando@gmail.com, and our Facebook is Rail and Randy, along with our Twitter and IG. Hit us up on that. Like I said, it's the Rail and Randy Show, man. It's called Fuck With You Friday. So if your number is in my phone or in Rail's phone, you might be getting a couple calls throughout this show. Got to turn myself up a little bit right now. Anywho, long story short, man, let's get to it. Today we're going to be talking about sports and music as always, along with current events and local news. A damn lady in Leesburg, she was like 60-some-odd years old, got freaking attacked by a damn pit bull. Bit her wrist, apparently, and killed her. Shit was crazy. California people are going fucking nuts. So California man rescued after clifftop marriage proposal. This dude climbed to us. Yeah, anyways, we'll get into all that shit. But yeah, plenty more coming, man. I appreciate you guys all tuning in. Make sure you go ahead and subscribe, please. www.blogtalkradio.com/Rel and Randy. And if you haven't subscribed, please do so. It helps us out tremendously. And we appreciate every little bit of it. So listen, post this up on your friend's page. Do something to help us out. Do your one good deed for the day, because I know you motherfuckers are slacking. I'm just saying.
Grab your headphones, turn it up, random music.
T-Pain, man, he's back. I want you guys to check this song out. I'm playing this one first because I love this song. I checked it out. I'm a big fan of T-Pain. Nobody in the world can do what he does. It's a song he just released. It's called Look At Me. You guys need to check it out. Here you go.
Look at you, Charlie. Look at me.
You ain't even gotta say nothing. I'm a rich nigga. I pay for it. Just keep looking.
Look at you, Charlie. Look at me. Hold that ass, girl, you gotta give me something. How you fit all that into them leggings? Winter time working out for the summer. With a face that look like it just came from heaven. You ain't post nothing in a minute. I need to see you, baby, you got 15 seconds. I see you with sincere, that's my nigga. You was always up a club in a section.
Snap it, snap it, snap it, snap it.
And all I say is damn, you ain't said a word. You just looking at the screen. Emoji, emoji,
baby, damn.
Keep that camera on your face, let me see. And you're only 23, you the shit. Now look at me, look at me, look at me. I'ma be like, damn, you ain't said a word, you just looking at the screen. Emoji, emoji,
baby, damn.
Keep that camera on your face, let me see. And you're only 23, you the shit. Now look at me, look at me. Keep that camera on your face, you the shit. Now look at me.
Come on, man, listen. If you don't like that song, just turn the damn show off. I'm just saying. That shit's legit as they come. T-Pain, man, he just dropped a new album. Excuse me, mixtape. And all the music on there is dope as shit, man. I'm telling you, you guys got to check it out. Today, I'm sorry to say, but I'm probably going to piss a couple people off, and I enjoy doing that. So, yeah, I'm sorry. We're going to be talking about abortion. We're also going to be getting on a religion kick a little bit here. And also age. We're going to be talking about age. Some recommended topics we got from our audience. And we appreciate that too, man. Everybody hitting us up on Facebook and Facebook Live, which is not up right now. Rel is sidetracked, to say the least. So, anywho, I'll be here running this thing until he's got a clear mind, and I'll let him holler at you guys and let you guys know the whole details on that if he feels, you know, like talking about it. Anywho, yeah, that was T-Pain, man. One of my favorite artists of all time, ever since he came out with that I'm Sprung, ever since he started working with Akon, ever since he signed to Convict Music, ever since Nappy Boy just took off, the dude hasn't stopped making great music. So, like I said, man, I definitely enjoyed it, and I hope you did too. Let me just go ahead and throw a few things out there. If you want to call the show, number is 516-418-5758. And we're going to be, hopefully we'll be bouncing some ideas off of you. And the reason why today's show is Fuck Witch Friday is if we don't get any call-ins by the 30th minute of this show, I'm going to be calling out and I'm going to be fucking with you guys. So that's as simple as it gets. I'm just saying. So marijuana, let's get on this. Marijuana might finally be reclassified by the government. No, that doesn't mean that weed is going to be legal. But today, the Drug Enforcement Agency, Administration, the DEA, sent a letter to legislators that may finally do what thousands of prison and police reform activists have been trying to do for many years, which is reconsider marijuana's current federal classification as a substance. Weed has been labeled a Schedule I controlled substance for many years, which pretty much means that it's as dangerous as drugs like heroin and ecstasy. And anyone who has any knowledge of fucking weed, it's not as deadly as heroin and ecstasy. Ecstasy makes your fucking brain bleed, for Christ's sake. Weed just makes you happy. That's just my take on it. Schedule I substances are not only the most stringent when it comes to punishment, if caught with them, but they're also considered to have no currently accepted medical use, which everybody knows that's flawed because they use THC in a multitude of pills and products and shit, everything, man. Glaucoma, smoke you a little bowl and you're straight. That's the news on that. I thought that was pretty interesting. Also, I touched on it here in the little pre-show. Leesburg woman, this is right down the road. Leesburg woman was mauled to death by her pit bull. I'm gonna see it. Let's play the audio real quick.
911, can you see fire anyone? Are you in Lake County? Yes. One minute for the answer. Not hang up. Okay. What is the address of the emergency? Repeat that for me for verification. Okay, and what city are you in?
Leesburg.
Yeah,
what's the phone number you're calling me from?
Anyway, sorry about that, man. Long story short, Jesus, I didn't even listen to that. That's my bad, guys. I apologize. That was like the worst audio to play for that shit. Anyways, Leesburg, a 66-year-old woman was found dead in her home, fucking mauled by a pit bull. Everybody always fights for fucking pit bulls and says, man, these are the greatest dogs ever, but we always get that one fucking case. Like that one fucking crackhead black dude that looks like Ashy Larry. He's always the guy that people call Tyrone on the job site or, you know, around the neighborhood or whatever. But everybody does the same shit for fucking pit bulls. As far as like, man, pit bulls will kill you, man, this and that. Well, finally, there's a fucking case, and it's literally right down the road. But the 66-year-old woman, man, this is crazy. A relative called 911 just before 6 p.m. to say Sandra Tyson needed medical help. Tyson's daughter-in-law, Amber Fletcher, I don't know if you guys know any of these people, but if you do, call him. That would be badass. Talk to him. But anyway, she calls 911. She said she's bleeding everywhere. Her bones are showing. And it looks like she fell over a chair. I don't know if your fucking bones are showing. You fell out of a chair. But anywho, this bitch probably told the damn dog to sick the lady. But yeah, she's dead, man. That was pretty crazy. I don't understand. don't understand what the hell happened there to make that dog turn up like that, but that's some pretty crazy shit. Patrick Ewing thinks he'd be a great fit to coach the Knicks. I don't know. He definitely was a good player. One of the 50 greatest players in NBA history for sure, but I don't know if this man's going to be a good coach. I don't know shit about basketball compared to him, but, you know, it is what it is. My boy says, it's the Rel and Randy Show. 516-418-5758. Call in, email reloandrandy@gmail.com, Facebook Rel and Randy. Most important thing I need to stress to you guys, man, the Rel and Randy Show needs you guys to subscribe. We've gotten about 11 subscribers in the last three episodes, which is pretty good, I guess. But before that, we had 42 in 2 days. So we need to get back to them numbers. That was pretty dope. But for right now, I'm going to go back. I'm going to play some real deal nav. It's called Fell in Love, and this is also another good song. So check this one out, and we'll be right back.
Police tie me down, the bands all on me. Molly purple drink is all that I need. Can't get your bitch cause she dancing on me. I remember these bitches were laughing at me. Now she sucking, fucking clapping for me. Hit me, Dion told me she was a fan. I was nobody when I made the man. Now when these bitches see me, know who I am. His bitch looking and I think she a flirt. I was inside my shoes and ask on my shirt. Hit me once and you be dead on the first. I'm staying clean with my squad doing dirt. I'm staying clean like my squad do the dirt. Hating on me cause they can't get a verse. Summertime shitting on you in the vert. My diamonds are water, I'm smoking on earth. Remember my mama told me I'm the worst. When the check coming, she seeing it first. Buy her a house, I'ma buy her a purse. Looking for handles, don't get on my nerves. Telling lies, I'm a man of my word. And your wifey just hit me, but she getting curved. I'm wearing branding that you never heard. How to get money, you never gonna learn. I found myself a plug when I was down in Cali. Cause I met some white girl sniffing coke up in the valley. I'm sorry, I'm just really high, nice to meet you. I told her I just wanna fuck her, I don't need her. I fell in love with LA, yeah. I fell in love with I might not go home, I might just stay, yeah. Yeah, I love LA. Met a baddie from the bay, ayy. Suckin' fuck all day, yeah. But she can't call me babe, no. Smoking weed all day, in Beverly I stay. The weather got me feeling so good that I put the Zans away. Started from the bottom, I just dropped the top. She want the Molly, yeah, I got him. His bitch gave me top, my shooter got a mop. Dead in all your talk, I love getting stoned. A watch is full of rocks. She say, nah, why you so hood? She don't know about the wrecks. Had to tell my squad to clean it up, I don't wanna make a mess. Body coming home, he gon' beat the case, so you know what's next. Fucking up a check, diamonds dancing on my neck. I found myself a plug when I was down in Cali. Cause I met some white girl sniffing coke up in the valley. I'm sorry, I'm just really high, nice to meet you. I told her I just wanna fuck her, I don't need her. I fell in love with LA, yeah. I fell in love with LA, yeah. I fell in love with LA, yeah. I might not go home, I might just stay, yeah.
I fell in love with Wild. Hey, man, it's the Rel and Randy Show, 516-418-5758. Call in. Give me a little shout real quick, man. I got about 11 minutes till I start calling, motherfuckers. I'm just saying. I got to get some feedback from you sons of bitches. But right now, I'm going to give you guys a joke of the day, man. So little Johnny's teacher is warned at the beginning of the school year not to ever make a bet with little Johnny unless she is absolutely sure that she'll win. One day in class, Johnny raises his hand and says, "Teacher, I bet you $50 I can guess what color your underwear is." She replies, "Okay, meet me after class and we'll settle it." But before class ends, she goes into the restroom and removes her panties. After class is over and students clear out, Johnny makes his guess. "Blue? Nope, you got it wrong." She says that she lifts up her skirt to reveal she isn't wearing any underwear. Well, come with me out to my dad's car. He's waiting for me, and I'll give you the money. She follows him out. When they get to the car, she informs his dad that he got the bet wrong and that she showed little Johnny she wasn't wearing any underwear. His dad exclaims, "That motherfucker, he bet me $100 this morning that he'd see your pussy before the day was over." I thought that was pretty good, man. I'm sorry. I get a little excited about some of these jokes, but you know how it is. Anyways, motivational quote of the day. Let me give you guys that one as well. In order to succeed, we must first believe that we can. I think that's like as true as it comes, man. A lot of people get down. In all aspects of life, like a fight, if you're confident going in, you know, you're probably got a whole bunch more of a chance to win than, you know, you had if you weren't confident. Or schoolwork, if you're confident in school, you know, you'd have more of a swagger about yourself, you know, more confidence to go and study and believe that you can, you know, comprehend everything. Just all aspects of life. In order to succeed, we must first believe that we can. I'm just saying that's, you know, something to live by, I guess. Another one is don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you are done. I like that too. So, yeah, anywho. Well, 38 minutes left in this show, which means 22 minutes has gone by, and I've fucking hosted this shit by myself. Now, I wanted to get in here and piss Jarrell off to the max, but that son of a bitch ain't here, so I think I'm going to give him a little call real quick. So give me a quick second. Let me type this in. Give me a second. Hold on. Give me a second. Okay. Here we go. All right. Here we go. Dialing. Give me a second. Dial, baby. Jesus, Pete. That son of a bitch just hung up on me. I'm gonna call him back. Here we go. Come on. You know, people think it's like real urgent when you get like 4 or 5 calls. They, you know. Or just get so damn aggravated, they just pick it up. That's what I'm in. That's what I'm trying to piss people off today.
This person cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone. After you leave a message, you can modify it by pressing pound.
Okay. Hey, how you doing, buddy? This is Sergeant Weavers, and I was listening to the Rel and Randy show, and I witnessed some bad language on there. I also witnessed poor execution of hyperbole and irony on there. Also witnessed that you said you was going to be doing a damn show on Friday. We heard you talking about it, and you're not there, so we need you to get to the studio ASAP. Appreciate it. Thanks. That's Sergeant Weavers, I think I said. Sergeant Weavers out. Appreciate you. That son of a bitch. I just wanted to give you guys some dead air time right there because this is fucking horrible. Your boy is sitting up here running the Rel and Randy show as if I'm two people. Let me call my boy Mike up and see what he's got to say about this shit. Let me call him up. No, I'm not doing that. Fuck it. Anyways, let me move more into these stories real quick. An Indonesian singer was performing with a king cobra. First of all, this bitch is retarded. Dies after being bitten on stage. She was singing, and apparently she does this shit all the time where she sings with live snakes. First of all, I think that's a horrible idea. Second of all, that's like the dumbest shit ever. Irma Buell, 29, it's not a household name over here in the United States, but over in Indonesia, she's known as a Dangdut, a pop fusion and folk singer. And she was bit on stage by a fucking king cobra. Those are the ones with the big ass hoods, and they hiss at you. They do all this crazy shit, and nobody in their right mind would fuck with these things, because they can literally stand up on their own body, move forward, and fucking bite you. Yeah, like I said, that just ain't the way to go. If you ask me, that's just me personally. I wouldn't probably do that. But this bitch chose to pick it up. It fucking bit her on the arm. Snake Handler was there on site, tried to suck the poison out. Obviously wasn't fucking successful, because she died 45 minutes later. She was seizing up, and she was throwing up. Yeah, anywho, bunch of shit went on with this horrible idea. But yeah, she vomited, had seizures, and her body seized. And she was transported to a hospital where she was pronounced dead on arrival. She survived by her husband and three young children, U.S. Weekly reported. So, yeah, anyways, a lot of dumb people in the world, man, if you ask me. I'm just saying. Just kind of like this guy right here. Not that guy. Here, this guy. A man who had to be rescued, he climbed to the top of some crazy-ass cliff.
Paris police confirm
arrest
in Brussels of this man, Mohamed Abrini. He is the last identified fugitive from the Paris.
The man in the hat is captured.
Reports say officials believe Abrini is also the mysterious man in the hat.
There he is.
With two bombers at the Brussels airport. Bob Strang joining me now on the phone. He is former co-chair of the New York Anti-Terrorism Task Force. Bob, this is obviously a huge get for Paris police and those in Belgium. What do you know about how they picked him up and you know what would have led to this arrest?
Right, John. Well, it could be a combination of things. You have to remember that Salah Abdeslam has been cooperating with the Brussels police and the Paris police since his arrest. And
Brussels police is horrible, first of all. It took them a month to find this guy, and they had all sorts of surveillance videos, all sorts of, like, people, witnesses saying he was walking with the suicide bombers and all this shit. This guy, he walks with the suicide bombers. He walks in, and then when the shit all goes down, he runs out like a bitch. So, first of all, he's somehow, some way talking people in to killing themselves for a cause that he completely does not believe in. You know, if you're gonna ask somebody to kill themselves for your cause, you would probably think you'd be the first one in line to go and kill yourself. That's all I'm saying. That's just a guess, my own personal guess at that. But I have no idea. Anyways, California man rescued after cliff top marriage proposal, later arrested for drugs. Fucking guy. A man who was rescued when he climbed to a California cliff to propose to his girlfriend via cell phone video later was acting erratically and was found to be high on methamphetamine, authorities said on Friday. Morro Bay Fire Chief Steve Knuckles said that the 27-year-old Michael Banks was arrested on suspicion of possessing methamphetamines. So not only does this dumbass climb up to the top of this weird-ass monument over in Morro Bay, this bitch gets stuck because apparently he tries to take a different way down because he's all high up, geeked up to the max on freaking meth, gets stuck, and then they lock him up for fucking having meth. I'm just saying, this is a great day. Great day for news, man. An amazing day. Anyways, That's just me, cousin. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, shit, Ski. I see you, Amanda. I see you. That's what I'm talking about. All right, man. Real quick, I'm going to play another song. This is Kiki Palmer. It's called Enemies, featuring Jeremiah. It's a pretty good song. This chick, like, sings the shit out of this. But I'm still up in the air whether or not I like this one. But that's the reason I put it on here. You guys comment, call in, or do whatever you want. This is the Rel and Randy Show. Actually, right now, it's just the Randy Show broadcasting from Center State Studios. Guest calling number is 516-418-5758. Email is relloandrando@gmail.com. Send me some hate mail. Tell me how shitty the show is. Facebook is Rel and Randy, guys. Make sure you hit us up on that www.blogtalkradio.com/Rel and Randy, and please subscribe. Right now, Kiki Palmer. This is a song I'm not sure about. You guys tell me what you think. Here we go. That shit's a whole lot dirtier than I remember, man. I like it. That's just me speaking my mind, I guess. It's the Rel and Randy Show, man, broadcasting live from Center State Studios. Guest calling number 516-418-5758. Email is relloandrando@gmail.com. Facebook is Rel and Randy, along with our Twitter and IG. Just to let you guys know a few things that's happening in the music world, something that's very important to myself. I don't really know if anybody else cares, but... I'll be releasing my mixtape tonight, God willing. Ran into a few snags last week, come out last week. But tonight I will be releasing it on DatPiff, and I'll post the link up to our page, and hopefully you guys will get on here and maybe like it. If not, take a listen. And I really don't care if you hate it or love it. But, yeah, that's pretty much all there is to it. But, yeah, check it out, man, and let me know what you think at least. And if you hate it, man, please tell me. I think I enjoy more negative, critiquing than I do positive. Like, people telling me what I suck at really drives me to do, try to do better at least. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I don't know, man. Somebody can talk shit, and that just, like, lights a fire under my ass. Everybody else will sit up there and complain and say how that's a negative thing and this and that. I don't know. That's the only way that I can clearly, you know, be somewhat motivated. So, yeah, like I said, if you want to check that out, man, definitely check it out. And give me all the trash talk you got in your repertoire. Just send it my way because I'm totally okay with that. Real quick. Sierra and Ludacris to host the 2016 Billboard Music Awards. Let's see. Skizzy Mars, he's got a new album called Alone Together. Whatever. ASAP, he calls out Supreme for stealing his concepts and designs. Apparently, he was trying to collaborate with the North Face. And along with the fashion bull crap, I'm not really into that. I know a few people are, but Chance the Rapper, he teamed up with the White Sox to do the Sox hat. They recreated the Sox emblem, and it's SOX, which is like a social experiment. So whatever it is, I don't know, something like that. But anyways, it's pretty dope. Selling hats is pretty cool. Paul Walker's daughter wins $10 million settlement from a driver. Just saying, that's pretty dope. But anyways, here we go, man. I got a caller. Let's see what they're talking about. Hello, go ahead.
I'm going to co-host this bitch with you.
All right, sounds good, man. Because, listen, man, my boy's struggling right now. Rev was supposed to be over here. I called him during the break. Boy ain't coming. You know, I'm jacked up to the max right now.
I got you. I hear you struggling. I'm over here crying for you. It's rough.
Hey, listen, man. You know, we paid for this shit, so I'm gonna do a show no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
Well, good, because I'm losing sleep staying up for this shit, so I hope it's worth a damn.
Well, yeah, I hear you. I mean, you know, I'm pulling my weight, that's for damn sure, but, you know, my boy's going through some things right now. I don't know.
Go ahead and act like real and argue with you about something. Medical marijuana, it doesn't cure a damn thing.
Well, it makes people feel better in the time of need.
It makes people feel better.
Somebody's fucking,
that's it.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, and plus they, you know, they're also
anyone who wants to argue,
eat.
Anyone who wants to argue with me, they can call in. I got a middle degree, and I managed 12 dispensaries in San Diego for 5 years. It doesn't cure anything. The bad thing about dispensaries and weed is it draws all the ghetto people as well as the people who, you know, might actually be sick and need something. Like the other day, I went to pick up McKenna from daycare. And these five kids were smoking pot right across the street from a church daycare. And they just thought they were, like, the coolest shit.
I don't know, man. At least they weren't doing, you know, crack.
Well, it's a good thing Rail's not there.
The evils, huh?
It's a good thing Rail's not there, because I had some stuff to talk about on those reparations that was going to piss him off.
Yeah, well, listen, man, we were supposed to continue on a few of those topics, man, but it's hard to bounce ideas back and forth off of this microphone that's sitting next to me fucking vacant. But,
I have 3 pages of facts that I Googled and fucking had a good argument ready for his ass.
Well, he's I'm going to tell you this, man. I don't care. You can do all the research in the world and you can fact check him. But as soon as he starts going on this tangent, he's got this thing where he's like not going to stop talking. So you're probably going to lose. Even though you think you've won the battle, he's going to be like, I demolished him.
You might
be talking
about anybody else, but he ain't going to beat me.
Well, I mean, hey, verbal warfare, buddy. I have to tip my hat to you, man. You're definitely one of the best. But, you know, I think Rel just doesn't realize he's lost. I think that's his problem. That's more or less what it is. He's like, yeah, good point, but French fries, they taste good with ketchup on them. You're like, yeah, that's a good fact. Yeah. Damn, he got you.
He's probably related to
man.
Tom. Plays with too much of that voltage.
Yeah, I think so. Shocked his ass. Man, you going to download the mixtape I'm about to put out or what, man?
Yeah, I'll download it. Is it free?
All right. Nah, it's $2.99.
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I can't do that.
Of course it's free, man. Are you shitting me? Like I'm fucking famous and can charge to do that shit. I mean, you know, whatever. Hey, Trevor, I'm calling you out because you don't listen to fucking Slipknot. You ever seen that shit?
See that picture of Angel you put up today?
That boogie swinging mofo. Angel.
Nah. I deleted him off of Facebook, I think. Not deleted him, but I just think he got kind of like lost in translation. And that's like the only means of communication
today.
I had with him.
All right.
Hey, man, real quick. What's up?
You're not missing anything.
Nah, I'm sure. I mean, he's still doing his music thing. I might have to call him up Friday. We're supposed to do an interview. But two Fridays in a row, man, my artists have backed out on us. So, sons of bitches. But anyways, man, let me read this story real quick. Father arrested after a one-year-old son tests for positive for meth. There's a lot of meth going on out there in the West, man. But a 27-year-old Missouri man has been arrested after his one-year-old son started acting strangely when he was taken to the hospital where he was tested positive for methamphetamine. This fucking guy.
Wait a minute. Missouri isn't West. Just because you're on the East Coast, you can't call it West.
It's definitely East, I tell you that much. Hey, that's Midwest, isn't it?
Like,
I'm pretty sure that's more west than where I'm at.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just because you're on the East Coast, you can't call everybody else west. Like, I'm on
I can
the
talk
west
shit
coast.
About
that's
three
middle.
Directions. I can talk shit about north, east, and west. Because I'm, you know, it just depends on where I, you know, I want to nestle myself into what corner. But
what's up? You don't have a south? Where's Miami at?
Nah, we. You know, one Florida state, I can, you know, there's no South other than me. Unless I'm going to talk shit about fucking Cuba, I can go on that for
what?
Days, trust me.
Well, I was going to say, that's too easy.
Yeah, no
well,
shit.
Well, we just make fun of handicapped kids, too, Jesus.
I thought we did that yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, anyways, this some shitty-ass, like, well, I'm checking the news, because I check the news every other day. Like, you know, for the Wednesday show, I'll check Wednesday night and then Thursday and then Friday before we do the show. And there has been nothing but fucking meth stories, crackheads climbing. Like, this is the worst shit going on right now in the world. Like, this is a horrible time. Oh, and right down the road, a fucking lady got bit to death by a fucking pit bull. But,
yeah, I was
yeah. Yeah, pretty fucking horrible, man.
But most of those stupid people... most of those stupid people are the ones who complain all the time that we have to start making all these rules for and reparations and everything. That's the kind of shit I was going to get into.
Oh, did you fucking, you just drop a little hint right there?
Yeah, I mean, it was part of it.
Oh, okay. Well, it is what it is, man. I got nothing. I got nothing left. I think I'm going to cut the show short today, man. This is a little bullshit session. It's hard to do a talk show when you ain't got nothing to talk to. I'm talking at a fucking computer monitor right now, and you're co-hosting from fucking California and can't see what the fuck I'm laughing at.
Well,
I'm
going to
play the fucking video.
Do what you guys are talking about.
There's no recovering or winning at this point right now. I might as well just start fucking playing YouTube videos.
You can either touch on the topics that you said on the description you're going to do, or you could, real quick, drop of the dime, let's do Facebook Friday and start fucking with people on Facebook.
Okay, let's get on Facebook. Let's see what we got. I got some pretty, you know what, to be honest, man, my Facebook's dry as shit. The only reason I say that is because I fucking deleted everybody. I mean everybody off of my fucking Facebook. I got tagged in a crochet picture. Yeah, I don't know, man. Just horrible. My boy's going through some stuff. You gotta hit him up. I'm gonna give you his number. I'm gonna let you hit him up so you can talk shit to him.
Who?
What? Anywho, man. Yeah, I'm gonna cut the show short today. I'll hit you up, and we'll get into it. But make sure you guys download the fucking mixtape I'm gonna put out, man. You and Gina ride around clean to that shit.
Can't do it.
Okay.
Can't do it. You're letting
What's
me
that?
Down right now, Smalls.
What are you talking about? Cutting the show short?
Yeah. You need Rel to sit there and agree with everything you got to say?
Nah, he doesn't agree with shit after that.
You
the
need
problem.
Him to eat peanuts into the microphone for you to run the show?
Nah, I'm just saying, you know how it is. No? Okay.
No, I know. Like, I'm sitting here trying to think of something. I'm like, I got nothing.
Nah, hey, see, this is why we got to cut the show short. There ain't nothing but trash talk right now, man. I could tell you about how Chris Rock says that Andre 3000 is working on a new album, but can't tell if it's a joke because it's what Chris Rock talking. You know what I'm saying, cuz? I ain't tell you about all that shit, but I'm not going to do that. But, yeah, let me see. Real quick. What's cracking? All right, man. Later. Somebody's got to have a fucking birthday on here. Wait, you didn't fucking hang up yet?
Did you want me to hang up?
No, I mean, usually that's what people do when they say bye. They're like, all right, man, I'll talk to you later.
I didn't say bye. I said fine.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, that's cool. Either one. But I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to the Randy Show. this is by far got to be the worst fucking show we've ever done. This is my little fucking mouse in my pocket talking. Shut up, you little shit. Anyways, man. Tune in fucking Monday. And I'll have a co-host ready to go because I can't bank on the other fucking half of the show. You know what this is like? This is like fucking getting ready for a big-ass wedding. You know, for a woman. I feel like a woman right now. Getting ready for a big-ass wedding, and then the fucking husband runs out on her. And you know, she's left there holding the fucking gown up by herself while this dude's running off to Vegas, you know, cheating with some fucking stripping-ass bimbo, doing cocaine off of fucking, you know. Yeah, that's just what it's like today. And I just want to appreciate whoever's listening for today. Anyways, man, this is a Rel and Randy Show broadcasting from Center State Studios. Facebook, Rel and Randy, Twitter, Rel and Randy, and IG, Rel and Randy. But really, blogtalkradio.com/Rel and Randy. You guys got to hit up the website and please subscribe. Tell your friends. This is the Rel and Randy Show. About to sign off right here. This is Justin Rose. It's called I Got It. Hope you guys enjoy it a whole lot more than you did the show today. Yeah, see you Monday. Download the mixtape. I'll post the link up on the Rel and Randy Facebook page, also all the other social media outlets, and hopefully you guys enjoy that. See you Monday.
Trying to hit that cash with the swag, 100 grand in cash. I need that. Thanks for listening, everybody.